Hello.
Hi, is this Derek?
Yep.
Hi, good morning, Derek. This is Paul calling back here from Local Splash. I was hoping you might have had a chance to kind of really take a look at that email and speak with your wife last night. Were you able to do that?
Yes, sir.
So did you guys have any questions that I might be able to answer for you?
The one thing that she wanted me to ask was, say if I was to cancel the service, do I lose the website and everything else too?
Okay, so that is a good question. Of course, any website needs to be hosted somewhere for people to see it. So if you did stop using the service, we could either simply host the website for you for just a small hosting fee, or we could transfer the domain over to you. So you don't lose everything, right? I mean, and the Google listing that we create typically will create that with you as the owner and with us as the manager. So even if you stop using the service, you would still have that Google listing.
Okay. All right. Well, that was pretty much the main question.
Sure. No, that's a great question. Absolutely. Yeah. So, I mean, it's all about getting you that online presence. Our job, of course, is to keep it updated, keep it maintained. The $249 package even includes the Facebook ads. Of course, if you stopped using the service, we would not be running the Facebook ads. We wouldn't
Yeah.
take anything down, but we would, of course, stop updating everything. So in that
Gotcha.
sense, it's kind of like when you're riding a bicycle downhill. I mean, you can get to a downhill, you can stop pedaling, and you're going to keep on going. You might even pick up speed for a little bit, but in this case, without us getting in there and updating everything, you would slowly see your placement fall off the first page. It wouldn't happen overnight, but it would trickle off that first page over time. And of course, the whole point of all of this is to put you and keep you front and center on that first page where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. And as long as you're a client of ours, that's what we're going to do for you. It is always going to be that flat rate, that $249. So it's not an
Okay.
introductory rate. It's never going to go up on you, and it is an exact amount to the penny.
Gotcha.
So being
Yeah, I
that
tell you,
you're
I think I'm gonna do it, at least for a
okay.
little while.
Yeah, I was going to say, being that it is month to month, I mean, you are going to get a detailed reporting and tracking system too, so you'll always be able to see exactly how much work you're getting and where it's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for. And of course, most of the time you'll simply just get calls directly to you. Everything will have the click-to-call feature. The website will allow someone to fill it out, kind of let you know where they're located, what they're looking to have done. When they fill out that form, though, you'll get a text message as well as an email, so you always know right away when someone is trying to contact you and whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website. It is still that flat rate. You're never going to pay extra for those leads either. And then when we get your phone ringing, is this the number, the 901-626-3163?
Actually, we're gonna do a different phone number because I went and got a new
You did.
work phone last night.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. So the number that you want your customers to see, the number that's going to be on your Google listing, your Bing listing, all the other directories, and of course on your website, what is that new number?
It's gonna be 901-444-1734.
901-444-1734. And
Yes,
then
sir.
this number, though, this would still always be a good number for us to reach you regarding your
Yes, sir.
account, but
Yeah.
the 1734 number is the one you want your customers to see. And then I think we did kind of cover this in the other conversation. There's not a physical address that you would want your customers to see, right? There's no
No, sir.
showroom or location. All right,
No.
perfect. And then the 310 Oakwood Road, the one that shows up on the Angie's profile, that's your residence, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's my house.
Okay, your house. So yeah, Google definitely doesn't want to list your home address. They wouldn't want anyone
Yeah.
driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. So you're just going to be
Yes, sir.
listed city and state, not even a zip code. And of course, like I said, we'll be able to easily cover that 50-mile service area. And then, oh, I guess I never did get an email address. Now this would be Like I said, when someone fills out the contact form on your website, you get a text message as well as an email. If it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website. People would be able to see it. If it's more of like a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would need to see it, but it would still be attached to that contact form. What is a good email address, Derek, either for you or for the business itself?
You can put the business email. It'll be the ScarboroughElectric22@gmail.com.
So that's the one that you want on there. And Scarborough is your last name too, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then, like I said, most of the time you just get calls directly to you. Everything has that click-to-call feature. But when we contact you, we do use phone, text, and email. Did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you?
More than likely, probably text me, because, like I said, I mean, I don't always answer the phone.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I'll put text preferred. That's actually the most common response for a service-based business when you're always out in the field doing something. You know, a text message makes the most sense.
Especially if I'm crawling in an attic or something, you know, I can't always answer the phone,
but, you know, you can see a real quick text and know if you need to respond to it or not. There's always going to be a little bit of redundancy built in. You know, if we really do need to speak with you, we might call you and leave a message, but most of the time we'll just send that text out to you.
Okay.
And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I would be taking a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That's to schedule a follow-up call with our technician. That can be later on today if today works out for you. It takes about a half an hour. We're going to want our technician to kind of really talk in depth about the services you want to be found for, where you want to provide those services, any mission statement if you've got one, motto, slogan, tagline, you know, what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. So we'll go over all of that in that follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And then, like I said, I'd have to also do the voice verification that's required of us because we are Google partners. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that you can stop at any time, that it's the fixed flat rate of $249, that we've waived your setup fee, that we're even including a website, etc. Now, Derek, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It's actually pretty straightforward, though. I am required to read it and get through it all before I even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair? Okay.
Yep.
I'll give you just a quick second here. Get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." It says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?"
Scarborough Electric.
Okay, that's exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Derek Scarborough, owner.
Okay. And then, Derek, as the owner of Scarborough Electric, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Derek, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, Mr. Scarborough, it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since it is, of course, our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion the phone calls, text messages, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Derek, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Perfect. As long as you answer the phone, you're going to do well with the service. Yeah. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask a couple of things, well, first of all the content that we'll be creating for your company. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll always make sure that your content, your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we do ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is always accurate. Mr. Scarborough, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah, most definitely.
Perfect. And we're going to do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website, and we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, okay. With all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, waiving the setup fee, of course, including that website for you at no additional cost, and with it being a month-to-month service, Derek, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 12th of March, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. Mr. Scarborough, that $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it'll never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount, so there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as the social media campaign. The Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. And in this case, we'll also be including a Google compliant, mobile optimized, and conversion driven website. That custom website is in fact included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, or even update it for you, include it at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 12th of the month and that same exact reduced rate, that $249, and once again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service. It's offered completely at will, no contract, which again means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. And you can also pause the service. If you end up getting more work than you can take on, Derek, or if you need to go on vacation, if necessary, you could even pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. If it is paused, we don't charge you during that time or after that fact, and then you can start it up whenever you're ready. All that we would request, though, to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Scarborough, simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Derek, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then, Mr. Scarborough, that actually does conclude the voice verification. And then, Derek, that first payment of just $249, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
Let's see here. 1 second. It'll be a MasterCard.
MasterCard. On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
It's my name.
Is it simply first and last name, or is there a middle initial?
I do believe it's just first name and last name.
Okay, so I've got Derek Scarborough. And you said it was a MasterCard, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that should actually start with a 5, all MasterCards do.
Yep.
I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
That's 5143.
Yes, sir.
7731.
Okay.
1815.
Yes, sir.
4474.
And then the expiration month and year?
0128.
01 of 2028. And then, Derek, the last three digits on the back of the card?
650.
Okay, so I've got 650 on the back. I've got January or 01 of 2028 for the expiration date. And then, Derek, was the card itself 5143, 7731, 1815, 4474?
Yes, sir.
Does that bill at the home address, the 310 Oakwood Road in Arlington,
yes,
38002? So in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yeah, give me 1 second.
Sure. No problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay. So that toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. Then it's simply option one or extension one to reach client support. Derek, you can reach client support anytime Monday through Friday. You can reach a live agent 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., that is Central Time. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within that same business day or the following business day if they receive the email after hours. The email is simply support@localsplash.com. Like I said, you'll receive all that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And then when you receive either the text or the email, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. I could get you in as early as 10 o'clock. There's also 11 and 12 this afternoon. Oh, there's a 1 o'clock too. And then this afternoon, it looks like there is a 3, 4, or a, oh no, we're booked out for 5, so 3 or 4. Did you want something kind of as soon as possible, a little later on in the day or afternoon?
Probably a little later on in the day. You said 1 o'clock, okay. You've got one.
We could do one. Yeah, one would be perfect. You want to do one?
Yeah.
All right, so we'll do it at one. It's going to be scheduled from 1 o'clock until 2 o'clock. Like I said, it's a one-hour window for a call that takes about half that time. If I happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions that you might have. Might be, you know, right at 1, might be a couple 5 minutes after 1 o'clock. If I do happen to not be available, they'll call you anyway. They'll have your file. They'll take really good care of you. I did want to add another layer of protection here, just a little bit of extra security, just a question and an answer, whether I'm on that follow-up call or not. So if anyone calls us and tells us that they're with Scarborough Electric, even if it is you and we recognize your voice, we may still ask you for the answer to the security question. And then this is important, especially in about 5-7 business days when your website is active. If anyone calls you and identifies themselves as Google or even Local Splash, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't give you that information within 30 seconds or so, just politely let them go. Derek, if they're calling you and asking you for more money for anything that has to do with your Google listing, just politely let them go. Like I said, the voice verification has already been attached to your account. It is for your protection, and it clearly states that it will only bill once a month on the 11th for the exact amount of $249 and never a penny more. Now, your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
The city I was born in.
The city you were born in. And then what is the answer?
Meridian, Mississippi.
Okay, Meridian. I have to type it in twice. And for some odd reason, it has to be in lowercase. But you're all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email?
Yes, I got the text message.
Okay, perfect. Let me just refresh my screen. Our emails get sent out in bulk every couple of minutes, so it looks like in this case it did piggyback everything all at the same time, basically. So you've received the welcome email with the client support information that I gave to you earlier. There's also another email, action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. I'll go over that in just a second here. But the one that I wanted you to see now is the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. Derek, if you click on that one, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. And then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. If you click on the click here, it is hyperlinked. It goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services we'll be providing for you, beginning with the Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. I know your time is always valuable. I don't want to walk you through everything here. Google, though, is going to be our main focus since it's pretty much everyone's main focus, although it's about 1 out of 10 people that will choose Bing over Google. Most of those people are doing that search on their smartphone. That's a lot of people, too. We want you to get those phone calls and those opportunities, so we'll mirror the content on Bing as well. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's everything necessary to be on that first page. We are doing that website for you, the Facebook ads, etc. Now, you'll see a line that goes all the way across it. Below it, it populates the 3163 number. Couple of boxes that we would want you to click on. One says, I agree to receive SMS messages sent to my phone. The other one says, and of course, SMS messages are just text messages through the computer. The other one says, I certified that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. So we want you to click on that box too. Once you click on both of those boxes, there's a longer box with an arrow pointing towards it that says sign. That's where you'd either click and copy and paste your name or type it in. If you're typing it in, it's case sensitive, so the DNS are capitalized. If you're copying it in, just be careful not to copy a space before it or after it. But once you've got your name in that box, just click the confirm signature box to the right of it. That actually does a few things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've waived the setup fee, reduced the costs, included the website, etc. We'll also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, as well as to do the initial MapW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that.
Yeah, I'm on that page now.
Okay. You can actually stop right there. The reason you're seeing it right now, it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system, and our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is really true. We actually have to do your client interview first so that we can create that content for it to be tracked. But in the next day or so, you'll receive by text and email both your username and a default password that you can then use to access your tracking system. A lot of people never change that password, but you certainly can. Well, it looks like I can actually give you the username. That has already been created, and it cannot be changed. Luckily, it's easy to remember, though. It's just this phone number, the one that we're speaking on. The area code is included, but there's no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So the username, of course, is just 901-626-3163. I'm going to actually send you a calendar invite to your email inbox. That's just a reminder for that follow-up call later today. It's going to say local splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview in English. And then it's got your username, your name, and then your actual phone number. And then an hour prior, so at noon, you're going to receive a automated email through our system, just a reminder that that call itself is scheduled at 1 o'clock. The other email that you got already, it's this action needed, pictures needed for your Google verification. Now that's, if you look at that one, there's a list of photos that you can send to us. It doesn't have to be everything on there. There's also a link as well that you can use to send us those photos, but anything you can send out our way will actually help us expedite the process of getting you PIN verified and getting you on that first page. And it's been pretty recent, maybe about 5-6 months now, that Google made the process of getting PIN verified a little bit more comprehensive. It is all by design. It's meant to make sure that all the businesses on the first page of Google and really anywhere on Google are actual legitimate businesses that will provide those services when called. So if you can send us any pictures of tools or equipment, your work vehicle, is the business itself licensed or insured?
It's insured. I'm working on getting my license right now.
Okay, so if you can send us the insurance and then later, like when you're licensed, like I said, it doesn't have to be everything on there, but anything you send will help us if there's a business card or anything like that. Obviously, there's no workplace, but usually what Google wants to see for that is just your truck parked in front of your home, you know, where you park it when you're not using it. And then there's a link that, like I said, you can use. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I do actually hope that I am in between phone calls at 1 or right after 1 when our technician's ready to call you. Real pleasure speaking with you today. I do want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get that website out there, get your phone ringing, and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Scarborough, you're all set and squared away. We'll be giving you a call back at 1 o'clock or shortly thereafter.
All right, sounds good.
Thank you, Derek. You take care.
Appreciate
we'll talk to you soon. I appreciate
right.
you, too.
Right, bye.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.